Plant friends! Hello, hello, my Seattle-based plant friends. This is actually not an episode, but a call to action for my Seattle-based plant friends to let you know that we are throwing a party this week in Seattle. It's all coming together a little bit last minute, but I'm so excited that we are going to be doing a Bloom and Grow Radio listener meetup in Seattle this Saturday, March 30th, from 10:30 to noon at Cultivate Propagate. And my plant friends, it's going to be free. So this is going to be much more laid back than the epic live taping that I just did at Folia. There's going to be no formal live taping or panel, but it's going to be a super fun, really relaxed chance to connect with some of your local plant community and maybe make some new plant friends IRL, including me. I want to meet you, so I hope you come. So it's going to be called Botanicals and Brunch. We've partnered with some amazing local companies to make this really fun brunch-themed kind of hang for you guys. So we're going to have amazingly delicious donuts from Raised Donuts. They're super delicious, super fancy, kind of gourmet donuts that I'm drooling over. We're going to have botanically inspired brunch drinks in part with Marseille Food and Wine. We're obviously going to have coffee because, I mean, Seattle is the coffee capital of the world. And I may or may not have ordered some sheets of temporary planty tattoos for us to play with. And although we're not doing a formal live taping, I would love to do an informal interview with those of you who come about your favorite planty places in Seattle for an upcoming YouTube video featuring the planty places of Seattle. Also, Chelsea, the owner of Cultivate Propagate, who is super cool, the shop is relatively new, she told me that she might be saving some very sexy Instagram-worthy plants for the actual meetup to go on sale. So we're talking Philodendron Pink Princess, Raphidophora Tetrasperma, that's how I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be pronounced, and Painted Lady. So if you come, not only will you get to hang with me, hang with your local plant friends, but there might be some really cool rare plants on sale for you to enjoy. So as I mentioned, this event is completely free for you to come hang. It's going to be so much planty fun. But if you're going to come, the only thing we need you to do is to RSVP so we can gauge how much stuff we need for the event. So if you can go to the show notes here, click the link to RSVP on the Facebook event page that we made for this, and maybe leave a message on the wall telling us who you are and where you're coming from so we can get excited to meet you. I can't wait to meet you guys, IRL plant friends. This is going to be so much fun. Click the link and I'll see you on Saturday. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take. take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.